finding the right mate is where it starts. Talking about how many frogs do you have to kiss to find a prince? The Bible says any man that finds a wife finds a good thing and receives favor of the Lord. But this word find doesn't mean go out kissing everybody. The word find is a Hebrew word. Had to do with one that appears. Now let's go back. I'm going back to the garden now. I'm going back to the best of God. You see, I'm telling you, see, we have none of the kingdom way. You don't have to kiss all these frogs. If you want to find somebody who kissed a lot of frogs, look at Solomon. He said it's all vanity. Why? Because he was shopping for a woman like you shop for some clothes. You'll end up with a suit that don't fit. You don't need to kiss another man or another woman to find out if she's the one. I ask you not to be condemned over anything that I say. I'm talking about God's best. I'm giving it to you so that we can know the truth. Finding the right mate is where it starts at. Because some people end up in divorce court because they never, ever had the elements that were needed to get married in the first place. All right? Now just stay with me. I'm talking about how many frogs do you have to kiss to find a prince? Going back to the best of God. Say best of God. Let's go to Genesis chapter 24. Look at verse 61. And Rebekah rose and her damsels, and they rode upon the camel and followed the man, and the servant took Rebekah and went his way. Rebekah is the woman that he's bringing for Isaac. And Isaac came. Now, the father was the one who decided it was time for Isaac. And Isaac came from the way into the well Lahara, for he dwelt in the south country. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventide. And he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. She jumped off. For she had said unto the servant, what man is this that thou walketh in the field to meet us? And the servant said, it is my master. Therefore she took a veil and covered herself, and the servant told Isaac all things that he had done. Now you know what happened. He loved her, married her, and so forth. Okay. Now, this reminds me of how I found my wife. Now, hold on. The Bible says any man that finds a wife finds a good thing and receives what? Favor of the Lord. But the word finds, a Hebrew word, had to do with one that appears. And I remember when I was in working for a computer company, and I was actually going with this friend of mine, and we were going to his office, his fellow manager, and I used to fly with him. We used to fly together all the time. And just out of the corner of my eye, I saw this woman. And I went in his office, and I said, who is that? You know, pointing to her desk. Now, why am I telling you this? Because this thing is not put together from the outside in. Finding a mate God's way is put together from the inside out. Now, I'd like you to see this because I really didn't see all her body. She was sitting behind her desk doing some paperwork. And I didn't have a chance to have a stand up, look, see what we got. No, I want you to see what I'm talking about. Because it's not about the physical first. It's something deeper that God ignites. Now understand, you got to be ready for them. See, you got to get your esteem together. You got to know who you are. You got to have this thing, bitterness from all your relationships and relatives. That's got to be gone. I'm saying when God knows you're ready and you desire a good thing. So I said, and we began, he introduced me to her, and then I didn't say anything because, you know, I am cool. And I went back, and I remember I said, boy, I got a phone number, and I said, man, I just can't. I mean, I could not get this woman off my mind. I'd never been like that. And so, because, you know, I knew a lot of people. And listen, so here we are, see, because if we kissing, it leads to this here, that there, and You see what I'm saying? And my point to you is how many frogs do you have to kiss? None. That's the answer. Not a one. I mean, you can be in the place where you say the lips that these lips going to kiss are, it's going to be my husband. It's going to be my wife. You see, I'm telling you, see, we have nutted the kingdom way. And so what happened, this is kingdom working through me, see. And so here I am. And now we gone out to dinner a few times, so forth and so on. And I knew this was the one. I just knew it. And what happened? We were somewhere, and I just felt that, man, I'd like to kiss her. But then I told her, I said, baby, I said, Veronica, wait a minute. I got down on my knees, said, Lord, Lord, don't let me mess up. I pray, because I didn't want to mess up. I wanted to please God more than I wanted that woman. Say amen. And I got down there and prayed, and I felt like something said, all right, or something like that. And I got up and so forth, and we got married. Yep. And I knew that was the one. That was it. We didn't have to have sex to find out. Nope. That's what happened with me. You don't have to kiss all these frogs. Say amen to that. Now, if you want to find somebody who kissed a lot of frogs, look at Solomon. He had a different woman. If you could take a different woman every day for over 3 years, that's what he had. And he said it's all vanity. Yeah. Why? Because he was shopping for a woman like you shop for some clothes. You don't do that. You'll end up with a suit that don't fit. You don't need to kiss another man or another woman to find out if she's the one. Oh, yeah, see, y'all don't like it now. Okay, let's go to another one. Now, what am I doing? Building your faith for kingdom families, see? All right, let's go to another one. Let's go to Genesis chapter 29. And in Genesis chapter 29, Jacob finds this woman, Rachel. All right? Now, he didn't know this woman before this, but God led him to this woman. Say amen to this. Now, the reason why I'm giving you all of this is because God has the best for you. And he doesn't want you out there fumbling with a lot of people. And end up in some situation. Are you following what I'm saying? There's an order that he has that you can run your life in. Look what it said in Genesis chapter 29 and verse 18. And Jacob loved who? Rachel. And said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. Now, who is he talking to? Laban. Now, Laban's got two daughters. Okay? And he tricked Jacob after Jacob had worked 7 years and gave him the one with the bad feet. No, I was kidding. No, he tricked him. Now, look, wait a minute. You hear what I'm saying. Watch this. What happened? He was willing to pay. He's willing to go through some time to get this person. And I think sometimes folk ain't willing to go through no time. See? Just not moved emotionally. But you got to make sure you're ready. If the man is going to marry her, make sure you're steady. Make sure your job is intact. Make sure a little money in the bank. Come on, make sure so forth. You got something going now. This is new now. But also, Laban required something. And if you remember, David came to the front line in 1 Samuel chapter 17. He says, what am I going to get if I slay this giant? And he said, well, you're going to get taxes, no taxes. You're going to get so forth, and you'll get the king's daughter, the hand of the daughter and the king, whatever he tells you. Now, watch that, because there's another place that one of the people, Caleb or whoever it was, had a daughter. And he said, whoever can do this, you get the hand of my daughter. See, in other words, he was qualifying who was representing the kind of qualities that he would have marry his daughter. I mean, they pull up outside for your kid, and they got all this loud boo, 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 and so forth. You tell her, sit down, you ain't going nowhere. See, ain't no respect for the parents, nothing like that. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm saying we have something to say about that, because if I've got a daughter, I just don't want to turn them over to anybody. Say amen to that. I care about my family. You should care about that family. No. Do you qualify? Come in here. Sit down. Let me talk to you. See if you splitting verbs. Now, I'm not trying to beat up on anybody. I'm saying I want quality, and so do you, for our children. And I think we need to demand this so the young men can come on and move back into place where they need to move into, and don't think they can come in there and rip our houses off of some of the products that we have brought up over time and seasoned and got ready for a good man. Now, I hate to say it like that, but that's the truth, because we need to take time and qualify this thing. Are you with me? So I'm saying that in each case, remember, God puts us together from the inside. And I think too many times people have been put together from the outside. And as a result of that, we come together, but it wasn't ready yet. It wasn't, you follow what I'm saying? And I remember in my case, I mean, I fought that thing. I said, if this is really God, I'm getting a promotion to Minneapolis, I'm out of here. I said, if God's going to put this together, it's going to have to be a miracle. Because I was fighting it, boy. I didn't want to get in anything that was going to take me away from my God. And it just so happened, the woman that he gave me, she prayed that God would give her a man that studies the word more than she does. Now, God wants you to have people. He wants people to have beauty and so forth like that. And if that be the case, remember, I put it down here that the beauty is what God has given to draw people's attention to Him. Isn't that wonderful? Man, that's powerful stuff. Now, some people don't want to hear this. See, because they just want to go back and do what they want to do. Now, I don't have anything against you doing that, but let me tell you something. This thing was made, well, let's read this. Verse 15. Drink water out of thine own cistern, and running waters of thine own well. Let thy fountains be dispersed abroad, and rivers of waters in the streets. Let them be only thine own, and not strangers with thee. Let thy fountains be blessed and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. A cistern is a container or reservoir or a vessel that has a top on it, a lid, and it usually holds water. So he's saying here, drink from your own cistern and running waters out of thine own well. Your cistern, meaning men, the woman represents the cistern. Drink from the cistern of your wife. Partake of that vessel and not go out to another one. And this cistern has a top. And the top on it comes off, it's covered, and it symbolizes what the seal is on a woman's sexual organ. And I'm not going to go deep now, just say hang on. The cistern is covered, a well is not. And it's representing of a virgin. And it has something called a hymen. Now, I'm speaking about a body part. Say amen. Amen. In ancient mythology, this famous deity, the son of Bacchus and Venus, supposed to preside over marriages. It was called, the mythology, he was called Hymen. Or Hymen, pardon me. Now, this Hymen is a seal until its owner comes to uncover it. And so once he does, he has his own personal well. So, when a virgin opens herself and allows her husband to take the seal off, then the water refreshes and replenishes him. But when a woman indiscriminately lets men partake of her waters, Lord, have mercy. And these waters will eventually become impure and somewhat eventually diseased. And these soon the waters even leave the well, and the well dries up. So the waters soon are gone from her. Why? Because only her husband was supposed to partake and replenish her well. Amen. Say amen to that. Amen. Now I'm saying this because all of this keeps purity in sexual pleasure. Every goldsmith knows that the purer the metal, the stronger it is, and the more pleasant it is to behold. So marriage is supposed to be pure, and it keeps us pure. This behavior continues to allow marriages and pleasures of intimacy to endure. See? As a matter of fact, they get better with old age. Now, let's just keep going. Now, think about it. Sexual promiscuity. Now, remember, an animal in the jungle has sex with another animal, and notice they don't stay there. They just go to some other animal. But this is where humans differ. Say amen to that. And I think that's where they got the expression, you know, hey, dog, that kind of thing. Now, I'm just telling you what I think. Now, I don't know. Now, one more thing. That sexual promiscuity is also interesting because this whole idea of exposure, but exposure without marriage is dangerous. The reason why it's violating spiritual laws. Now, watch this. Prostitutes have a lot of problems with depression and despair and sometimes suicide. And the reason why is because you were never designed to expose yourself to someone who you didn't have covenant with. And when it happens, sometimes it opens the door to tormenting Hittite spirits. And so many of them have to be treated for drug addiction, because the drug addiction comes in because they're trying to fight the depression. So you have to be licensed to engage in intimacy, to be covered so that no other spirits can come in. So marriage is a covenant of death. It's a death sentence to your will. And by marrying the other person, you are saying this, I am giving my natural life and my soul to you. And that as we engage in this thing called life and marriage, it is something that I open up myself to give to you all that I am. And that's a picture of the marriage that God has in the Word of God.
Well, I trust that you are blessed by this exciting teaching. Now, it's from Kingdom Families. It's entitled, How Many Frogs Do You Have to Kiss to Find a Prince? Now, here's some important points I'd like you to remember. One, finding a mate God's way is from the inside out, not the outside in. And it says, whoever finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor of the Lord. The word find there means to appear. It means she just appeared. It's when Rebecca appeared to Isaac, or when my wife Veronica just appeared to me. She was sitting there in behind a desk, and I was coming down the hall, just appeared, and something happens. So notice, the connection is made from the inside out, because it's a lot of people around. Oh, I knew a lot of people. But it's some connection, and God has it that way, because what God puts together, let no man put asunder. Praise the Lord. Also, the second point, the exposure of sexual promiscuity is dangerous because it violates spiritual laws. And it sets up things sometimes like soul ties and things that people, it's hard to forget the people or get rid of the people or break something off and so forth like that. You see, it's just not something just physical, but it violated a spiritual law. So our announcer is going to give you some important information on how you can order this powerful teaching, and I'll be right back.
Finding the right mate is where it starts. Talking about how many frogs do you have to kiss to find a prince? The Bible says any man that finds a wife finds a good thing and receives favor of the Lord. But this word find doesn't mean go out kissing everybody. The word find is a Hebrew word. Having to do with one that appears. Now let's go back. I'm going back to the garden now. I'm going back to the best of God. You see, I'm telling you, see, we have none of the kingdom way. You don't have to kiss all these frogs. If you want to find somebody who kissed a lot of frogs, look at Solomon. He said it's all vanity. Why? Because he was shopping for a woman like you shop for some clothes. You'll end up with a suit that don't fit. You don't need to kiss another man or another woman to find out if she's the one. I ask you not to be condemned over anything that I say. I am talking about God's best. I'm giving it to you so that we can know the truth.
Love, grow, and live in God's best. When you discover how to be complete and ready to find the right mate in Pastor Winston's exciting teaching entitled, How Many Frogs Do You Have to Kiss to Find a Prince? To order on CD or DVD, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at billwinston.org. Find your mate the kingdom way and embrace love from the inside out when you order How Many Frogs Do You Have to Kiss to Find a Prince today.
I'd like to invite you to one of the most powerful conferences that we have all year. We're talking about how to put marketplace and faith together to make them work for the good. It's our Missions and Marketplace Conference right here at Living Word Christian Center, March 25th through the 27th. Now, our theme this year is Kingdom Stewardship. We have some of the most prominent speakers in the world. They're going to be gathered here. We're going to have workshops that are designed to help expand and increase your ministry or business. Topics such as branding, leadership development, financial management, social media, marketing, and much, much more. Register now at mm.billwinston.org or call us at 866-816-4653. It is our 2015 Missions and Marketplace Conference. You don't want to miss it. I'll see you there.
The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.